It is an honor and a privilege to say a few words in remembrance of my great friend, Dennis Avery. Dennis and I shared the same Cambridge College, where we both became honorary fellows. He said once, with characteristic flourish, "I am but one lawyer who briefly and by serendipity landed in space, known to you in Trinity Hall." We were not in college at the same time, though once we sat near each other at lunch in the Graduate Center, and we were not to meet properly until much later. However, we also had an earlier link. Dennis had learned about me through his father, Stanton Avery, who chaired the board of Caltech, where I have regularly visited since the 1970s. But our connection goes deeper still. Since he was a small boy, Dennis held a passion for Newtonian optics, telescopes, and astronomy. I think it was my good fortune to have held the Lucasian chair, Isaac Newton's former professorship in Cambridge. When we did finally meet at the Clinton White House in March 1998, I was astonished by his interest in the mysteries of the cosmos and its origin. He was very enthusiastic about recent progress in cosmology and the growing appreciation of what our universe is and is not, even if our understanding was veiled in the language of mathematics. He wrote to me recently, "We treasure the opportunity with Newton to peep just a bit further, held aloft by courageous others, seeing what is and may be." And so began our great friendship. Dennis was a remarkable man, highly educated and privileged, but with a profound humility that always put the needs of others before his own. He had the ability to mix with people from all walks of life and of all ages, and to make them feel special. He wanted everyone to achieve their full potential. Dennis and Sally have been to my home on many occasions, and it has always been a great joy, with their warmth and sense of humor lighting up the memorable evenings. That they have even stayed on to help wash up the dishes tells you something more than words can express. Dennis was a great philanthropist, supporting good causes worldwide, from AIDS orphanages in South Africa to wheelchairs for remote villagers in Tibet. Dennis and Sally have been enormously generous in supporting my own research and legacy in Cambridge. Through their generous endowments, I was able to found the Center for Theoretical Cosmology in 2007, creating a center of excellence to support outstanding young researchers and workshops on frontier areas in cosmology and gravitation. They have always supported my work anonymously, never seeking recognition for themselves. It was a great privilege for me to spend several days with Dennis and Sally in Cooks Branch, Texas, as a guest of the Mitchells this April. Sally gave me a set of fine shirts, the same as she had given Dennis earlier. So, for our time together there, Dennis and I had matching shirts, somehow reflecting our shared inspiration, with minds like Newton's, forever voyaging through strange seas of thought. We will always remember and honor Dennis for his great generosity in Cambridge, helping us to advance our understanding of the universe. Dennis has left this world a better place, and I treasure the memories I have of his vision and humanity. My thoughts are with Sally and the many family members and other friends who mourn him.